Welcome to the Simplify HD podcast. I'm Rakshita Prakash and I'm a web developer, writer, and an alchemist slash creator. I'm also a human design generator with a 1-3 profile, which means I learn best by researching and experimenting, that is trial and error and tons of practice. Simplify HD is simply a space for me to document my experiments, research, trial generators, and you can listen to it either because you want to learn something or simply because you love my voice. Each week I'll be bringing you something that I've tried and tested, and also the resources I've used to try and test those things, so you can experiment for yourself and let me know how it goes. So are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to episode 2 of the Simplify HD podcast. That's right, Uncomplicate HD is now Simplify HD. Today we'll talk about cooking and recipes. I've tried 3 new recipes this past week. Let's see how that went. The first recipe was the chewy, no-bake oats, peanut butter, almond and honey granola. However, once the granola was done, I found that it was way too salty for my taste. I didn't want to waste it, so I tried repairing it, and the various versions of me repairing it and failing over and over and over again are all explained in detail on my blog, so you can go over there on rakshataprakash.wordpress.com and check that out. But at the end, I finally found a beautiful hack. The hack is, just before 5 to 10 minutes of you wanting to eat the salty granola, take those granola bars in a bowl, drizzle them with some honey, let them sit for about 5 to 10 minutes, then eat the granola with a spoon. So moist and so yum. So this batch is gonna last only until tomorrow. Just about 4 or 5 pieces remaining. But the next batch I'm gonna make, I'm gonna put less salt. Let's see how that goes. I'll keep you updated. The second recipe I tried was a honeycomb. Now this recipe is pretty popular amongst the MasterChef Australia viewers, and I'm a huge fan of the show, so I obviously tried it out. It turned out beautifully. The only downside is that it stays intact only for 2 days, even if you store it in an airtight container. The third day onwards, it starts shrinking and becomes denser, something like a cotton candy pressed with both of your hands. The way it becomes dense, just like that. So my honeycomb turned out super crispy on the outside, yet a little chewy on the side, which is exactly how I love it. Oh, and you'll have to store it somewhere cool, even in the room temperature. Just make sure the place you store it in doesn't have too much of sunlight shining through your windows or wherever. Just make sure there isn't too much of heat where you place your containers. It has to be somewhere cool, not cold but cool. Alright. The third and the final recipe I tried was a potato gnocchi with a tomato basil sauce, and it turned out okay. The thing is, I didn't follow the original recipe here because I used 2 potatoes lesser than what the original recipe called for, and I also used wheat flour instead of the all-purpose flour or the maida that was mentioned in that recipe. So I guess I just wanted to try it out in my own style and see if it works or not. It was okay, but it was not all that great. So the next time I'll try it with the rice flour. I'll see how it goes. And then if it doesn't work out with even rice flour, and then I'll go try it out with the all-purpose flour, see how that works. I'll keep you posted. I've posted the detailed recipes of all three dishes on my blog, so do head on over there for some beautiful and simplified recipes. Now for this week's resources. I found a website called yumly.com. That is YUMMLY.com. It has a beautiful collection of recipes and an even more beautiful filter function. You can directly type what you want to cook in the search bar, or you can filter according to your dietary, allergy, fat content, cuisine, technique, the ingredients you have or not. There's all these preferences. You can either put in the ingredients that you already have on hand, or you can put in that list of ingredients that you don't want to use in a particular dish, and it shows you the list of dishes according to your preferences. I'm in love with such an organized filter function, and you totally must go and try it. So that site basically is a must visit for anyone who loves good food, and also a beautifully organized filter function. So I'm in love with the filter function more than the good food here. So yeah, go try out yumly.com. It's like beautiful. There's another site called Kinja.labs, but the easier way for you is to Google recipe divider and click on search. The first result on Google that comes up, the one with the red icon, is the website that I'm talking about. So this website halves, quarters, doubles, or even quadruples the original measurements that you've got. All you've got to do is put your original measurements in onto the box that is provided over there. So where will you get your original measurements? Either from a cookbook offline or from a recipe on the internet online. So if it's an online recipe, just copy paste those measurements, just the measurements part of it, come paste it in the original measurements box, select whichever option you want to select to change the original measurements into. For example, you want to change that into half, click on the half image and click on submit. You'll be presented with half the measurements of the original recipe. You really gotta try this out. It is super convenient for people, especially for people who are experimenters like me and want to try out little portions first before going on to make a full-fledged recipe. So that's it for today. I'll catch you next week on episode 3. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I've got a couple of PSs for you. PS1, if you're looking for the links to the resources mentioned on this episode, you'll find them in the show notes section of each episode. And PS2, if you're wanting a detailed written version of whatever is mentioned on this episode, you can find it on drakshitaprakash.wordpress.com. You can find this link on my podcast HQ or the Simplify HD podcast page. Love you all, stay safe, and remember, you're always, always loved. Bye bye.